Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Professor, welcome back to Philadelphia. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thanks. It's a sad day for people who knew O.J. Simpson, but, I knew he was very sick, and it was just a question of time, but I'm still sad.
Well, I can understand as your client, though, but why should we be sad, Professor? Other than, you're not a good person if you wish misery on anybody. But most of America believes that O.J. killed those two people now, right?
Most of America thinks that. But anybody who followed the trial would also know that the main evidence against him, the bloody sock, was planted. Officer Van Adder poured blood from a test tube onto the sock. We were able to prove that because the blood on the sock contained a chemical called EDTA, which is not found in the human body. It's essentially rat poison. It's a blood thinner, and it's found in test tubes. It's used to make sure that the blood in the test tube doesn't coagulate. So we were able to prove that he was framed, whether he was guilty or not. A frame-up should never be permitted by the legal system, but everybody's entitled to their own view as to whether he was guilty or innocent. It's interesting. People who actually saw the whole trial from beginning to end were much less surprised by the verdict than people who just watched it sporadically in the evening news or read about it in the newspapers.
Well, I wasn't surprised because, and I don't want you to have to engage if you don't want to, the quality of the prosecutor is not good. On the other hand, you got you, Johnny Cochran, and F. Lee Bailey sort of in his prime. What do you think's going to happen here? I mean, I don't know. I just think the prosecutors were not good. They were outgunned by you guys.
They were terrible. They made every mistake in the book. Let me give you an example. Under California law, they could have made him try on the glove prior to deciding whether to have him try it on in front of the jury, but they were so arrogant. They didn't do that, and they tried it on in front of the jury, and I was sitting literally 2 or 3 feet away from him, and he walked up to the jurors, and he showed them, it's too small, and that was a very dramatic moment because it meant he didn't have to testify. He wanted to testify. F. Lee Bailey wanted him to testify. I persuaded him not to testify because he had already testified without being cross-examined. So you're absolutely right. We focused our case on science. They focused their case on emotion and made every mistake in the book. And as I've said over and over again, we didn't win the case. They lost it. So if you have any complaints about the verdict, blame the prosecution. Don't blame the defense. Our job is to defend them zealously. Sure. Their job is to try to win the case, but they didn't.
I didn't know. I thank you for that, under California law, they could have tried it on. I mean, look, I dropped out of law school. But I know the first thing we're told is you don't ask a question, you don't know what the answer is to it, you don't put on some evidence, and you don't know where it's going to go. It's common sense.
Absolutely. And, what happened is this was an affirmative action case. This is a case where they had great prosecutors in D.C., but the attorney general decided he wanted a black man and a white woman, and they didn't pick the best lawyers to defend, to prosecute the case. All right, you know, race and gender specific affirmative action may be appropriate in the courtroom, but would you want that decision to be made about picking your pilot or picking your surgeon? So it's really a very strong argument against racial preferences or gender preferences. It's a very strong argument in favor of meritocracy because, you know, we had the better lawyers, and that's
exactly
not what should decide a case. But under our very, very identity politics approach to life, today, the best people aren't always picked for the most important jobs.
On a personal level, outside the legal system, what was O.J. like? One thing that makes him larger than life to me as an athlete, I mean, he gained 2,000 yards for the Buffalo Bills in only 14 games.
They never won a championship.
Not even close.
No, he was a great athlete, and he also crossed boundaries by becoming the first African-American major person to advertise for a product that was used mostly by white people, obviously the rent-a-cars. And, you know, prior to the murder of these two people, he was at the top of the world. You know, he was one of the most admired people in America, and deservedly so. And, of course, everything changed as it should have changed once we saw that the Bronco chase. I remember I was watching the NBA Finals with my family in Charleston, South Carolina, when that chase occurred, and they interrupted. And I was furious at them. I wanted to watch the NBA. And they interrupted the game to show parts of the chase. And I turned to my wife, and I said, well, he's obviously guilty. Otherwise, why would he be running away? And I thought he might kill himself. But that's why everybody was watching, because they didn't know the outcome. And the same thing was true of the verdict. You know, the verdict was announced that there was a verdict the night before, but that it wouldn't be announced until midday the next day.
God.
And so it was one of the most watched events in the history of television.
Oh, the toilet flushing. I can remember I did it when they said, we'll be right back with the verdict. It was time to go. Parting area for you. I know you're much in demand, your time today. We really appreciate it. But I have to ask you a question now. With the end of Curb Your Enthusiasm, let's go to the other legal setting. You and Larry David, who even Geraldo has said what a bad guy this guy is this week. What's going on in that front?
Well, I don't mind him being not such a nice guy, but I still try to watch his show, but I thought it just wasn't funny. I mean, when you know how nasty he is as a person, and then you see him in the show being the nasty person, you don't laugh. I haven't watched the finale yet. I probably will. You know, he was a good friend, but he's the poster child for the divisiveness of America. Here was a guy whose daughter I helped to get into college, whose I helped in many, many different ways. And, you know, he yelled and screamed at me, "You're despicable. You're disgusting," because I defended Donald Trump. I didn't even vote for him, but I defended him. But that, I mean, he was representative of what's happened in America. And that's it's a tragedy for Americans. And, you know, it shows the limits of his own tolerance and intelligence.
A parting question, too. I know that you can turn a book around when the idea is there and it strikes you pretty quickly.
Sure.
What's going on now with Netanyahu, anti-Semitism, this disruption all over the place of these mobs that are being allowed to get away with it? What's your thought on this right now?
Well, you know, I wrote a book right after October 7th called War Against the Jews. It was published, I wrote it in 28 days. What we're seeing is the combination of three groups of people. The radical anarchists, we used to call them communists, the people who want to bring down America, the people who hold signs up, death to America. That's one group, the radical hard left. The second group are radical Muslims and Arabs from places like Dearborn, Michigan, who also have signs, death to America. And the third are the useful idiots, these college kids that just join any popular cause. And together, they're being extremely disruptive. They're often violent. They have created an aura of anti-Semitism today on campuses around the country that make Jews seem unsafe. And yet college administrators are afraid to take them on because they're loud and they're violent and they're disruptive. But mostly at the core, they're anti-American. They hate America. And that's the key to this. They hate America. Scratch an anti-Israeli person deep enough, and you're going to find somebody who hates America.
Well put. Professor, thank you as always. Thanks for coming on today.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh,